Hashem, tonight we're going to be doing Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin Siv Gimel. It's continuing on with the halachos of fruits that one is eating Toch HaSeuda. We'll repeat also that how the halachos changed a little bit today, as we mentioned last time. But first, most importantly, to go through the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah Zakeh, the Mechaber Siv Gimel, page Pei in Chelik Beis. V'im koveya lifton seudas al peros. If a person decided that he's going to have a meal with fruits, in other words, that Mishnah Berurah explains in Katan Tezvav, he's going to make a hamaitzi on bread, and he's going to have bread and fruits, for that matter. Anything that he normally does not eat during the Seudah, but he's going to put on, now this meal, he's going to put on his bread. Now, again, the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch are talking about in those days when it wasn't normal to eat peros b'toch ha-Seudah. See, here we have a chiddush. Ha-v'lu'ei ha-peros g'dvarim ba'al machlos ha-Seudah. So the fruits are considered d'varim ba'al machlos ha-Seudah. So my parents, may they be well, who have a fruit salad at the beginning of all their meals. So then Rav Nevinzel told me that in such a case it's considered like an appetizer that's habah machmas asuda. So then for sure the peros never get a brach in my parents' house. But when it comes to the individuals in the time of the Shulchan Aruch as well as in the Mishnah Berurah, so then in such a case we have a chiddush, and that is that if you intend to change what is normal, your normal eating process, because you're going to be lelafes hapas, knows you're going to eat it a mamish on your bread like a sandwich. So then, in such a case, it gets what? It gets no bracha, and it's included with the bread. Even if you had the fruits before the suda without the bread, it's amazing how the beauty of learning halacha. I went out with my wife and daughter for her birthday tonight before I came here. And so they brought out the salads before they brought out the bread. So learning these halachas, you know, you perceive your achila differently. And Chazal speak about the rush in brachos. The Gemara talks about the idea that a person could tell if a person is a talmud chacham in terms of how they act in terms of hilchos brachos that the Gemara says. So it's important to. And it transforms your achila as well. So that's this halacha, that if the peros are betchilas asuda, but it's something that that in this meal, in this restaurant, it's done lafes hapas, so then in such a case, then you don't make a bracha prior or afterwards. In other words, vafilum ochel me'aperos betchilas asuda so below pas, even if he ate in the beginning without the pas, in other words, that it's normal for a person to eat it separately. Nevertheless, if you eat it lafis as a pas, so then in such a case it gets one bracha. V'yesh cholkin, and there are some who disagree. Tezayin the Mishnah Berurah, svir leid mikol makom ochel mehem etchila below pas, einam nasim tafel lasud zarch levarach alem etchila. So let's just be clear. Here the Mechaber is saying a tremendous chiddush. The Mechaber is saying that if a person eats the bread and his intention is to have the peros with it, so then in such a case, it doesn't get its own bracha. The fruits don't get its own bracha. But more than that, the first day in the Mechaber says, he says that in a case in which you are eating it before the bread, but the whole point is that it's going to become tafel to the Seuda, so then it doesn't get a bracha. The Yesh Cholkin holds no. At the end of the day, if you are having it before the bread, so then in such a case, it's not going to get its own. Then it's not going to get its own. It's going to get its own bracha. That's the Yesh Cholkin. Gets its own bracha. V'lachein. So therefore, if you have a shayla, what's a shayla? Tov shiyochel b'tchila me'aperos in my pas. You should always eat the peros before the bread. V'azafilim achakach yochel mehem below pas einam tu'unam bracha klaf. So if you're generally makbid to have the peros with the pas, so then in such a case, when you have the fruits beforehand, it will not need to get a bracha at all. Let's take a look at Meshuvah Sivkan Yitzayim. V'afal pi me'achar ratzalomar. After the Besif Alfa Rin Shiochel passed after Gamla Besov, Since the Ikar Achila is with these peros, so the suggestion of the Mechaber is that there are times that a person would not make a bracha on the fruits if, in general, he always eats the peros im hapas. So if there's a time in which he has the peros prior to the pas, he does not need to make a bracha. Today, that really doesn't apply. In other words, today most people, you know, eat the fruits and eat the vegetables entirely separate of the pas. But if there was an individual who only ate pickles on his bread, the lafis sapas, and he generally eats the bread first, makes amotzi, and puts the pickles on, then in a case of where, like tonight, by my daughter's birthday in the restaurant, they would bring the pickles first, then it would be a shaila for him to make a bracha on the pickles before the bread comes. However, most people eat pickles in many other contexts, and therefore, this is not really too much of halacha lemaisa. The Rambam says, Hagah, if this was the ikur kvias, so then in such a case, then it loses its bracha. It loses the bracha. So the Ramah here is extending this rule, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Yudzayim. We already read the Mishnah Berurah that corresponds to that as well. Okay, says the Mechaber Sivdal. Even if he didn't have the peros in front of him at the time that he makes the bracha on the bread, since they're there just to come along with the bread, so they don't get a bracha at all. In Yerushalayim, they like to be choker, the pickle with the Yerushalmi kugel. That it's so common for the pickle to come along the Yerushalmi kugel, maybe it's not going to get a bracha at all. It would seem to me that that today most people don't eat like that. But in such an instance that there is an individual who only eats his kugel with a pickle, and he generally doesn't eat the... So first of all, if he's eating the kugel with the pickle, so then in such a case, then the pickle could be considered tafel. There's some who suggest that. And certainly, Kal v'chomer, if he never eats pickles at all, except for with other things, so then in such an instance, it certainly does not get a its own bracha. Hey, im acher sheberech al hapas sholcholom mi beis acherim she'ena samoch alein v'lo yidaito al hadorom. If after he made a bracha on a motzi, they send him more food. So his neighbor sends him food, and he didn't know it was coming. Even if it's those fruits that he normally eats with the bread. In other words, the flow of the Mechaber is as follows. Previously, we had learned that the rule of thumb is that if it's a lapos as a pas, then it doesn't get its own independent bracha. Now we say that even those things are darka lapos as a pas, it needs to be that his das was on. If his das wasn't on it, then it would not apply. Let's take a look at the Mishmurus of Katan Chav. Shadar Kalofa Rotz Lomer V'kam Ochlin Ima Pas. He normally eats a pas. Kivin Shu Mi Beis Achem Shavadaloi Daitlan Klau Ein Niftar Be Birchas HaPas. It's not included in Birchas HaPas. Chav Alfa Al-Koma V'hainu Kishavi Lo Dvarim HaBoim Machmas HaSuda. That's only if they brought Dvar Machmas Suda. Didim HaViu Go Mine Peres Lo Mahani Afilo Yidaitlo Zeh. So the halacha depends on whether it's his das, if it's Dvar Mabo Machmas HaSuda. But if it's those things that you don't eat part of the Suda at all, let's say cake or something like that, that's not eaten part of the Suda at all, so then in such a case, then there's a real Shaila of a cake we've mentioned in the past, a little bit more complicated. I'm trying to think of a fruit that people would never eat. B'socha Suda, there are fruits today that are like that, maybe a pomegranate, or something like that, maybe not, that people don't eat b'sol chasu'udah, so then in such a case, then that's not going to be included in the above din. The above din says that if you had das for it, so then the bracha goes on it. That's only things are those things that are Dvarim Ba Machmasuna. That Ramah has a very, very important comment. Velodni Reisin is Arbiz. Ramah says, I never noticed, you know, people wondering, ah, did I have in mind this that's coming or not? The Ramah didn't see people cheshbening that they didn't have this on the table, they weren't thinking about it. After the time of the Stam Nasa'odim al Koma Shavim Lobisaf Asuda, that generally this is those things that people bring them, Bisal Chasuda, and all of those things are included. Remember, Sal Shlita at one place comments that he thinks that in general, I don't know if this applies to every domestic household, but most homes, that the husband, whatever it has in mind, whatever his wife is going to bring to the table. So if it's a balabais, it's not relevant at all. This will come up. There are times that this will come up. If a person goes to a particular place to eat and he has in mind to eat A, and let's say he's a consumer, he's going to a pizza shop, and he buys this item, and then he realizes that he wants something else. So then these shadows come up, because this is now. So then in such a case, the Ramah's heter of lo re'isin is harim, because in the Ramah's days there were no pizza shops. So then the Ramah's heter presumably would not apply. Let's just see the summary of the Mishnah Berurah. The written Mishnah Berurah says, Kitzer dinei peretz abam sof hasuda, imochal ma'pas, if you eat the fruits with bread, pshita shein tzara kval bracha, v'nasa tafel opas, and that was the beginning of today's shir, v'afil lo yedaito lezeh v'feresh b'shas b'rechus amotzi, even if you didn't have das, that's an important point, even if you didn't have das, if he normally eats it, it's going to be included. Vim ocha b'lo pas, and if you eat these fruits without the bread, pshita shetzarach bracha lefnein, then for sure you need a bracha. Now again, that's only if its fruits are not normal to eat b'soch hasuda. Here the Mishnah Berurah is assuming peros in their days, not peros in our days as we delineated earlier. But if it's peros that's normal to eat b'soch hasuda, it would also would not get a bracha. But what happens if something that's not normal to eat the suda, let's say pomegranates, assuming it's not normal, so then in such a case it would have to get its own bracha. It's only just for a dessert. What happens if he wants to have a little bit of pomegranates with the bread and a little bit not? Here we have different opinions. Eat a little bit without the bread, and then make a bracha. And then he could eat. So the pshara here is that if I was eating pomegranate seeds and not vegetables, so then in such a case that's a real question. So then, in such an instance, the suggestion is to have the pomegranate seeds with the bracha beforehand, and then to have it with the pas, and then you'll be fine. V'zeh v'kaveisu dasa lapas hapas b'shar d'varim, v'kaveisu dasa lapas hapas b'peiros, but whatever he has intention to be kaveh the meal with pomegranate seeds, kimashach matchil peiros in pas, yuchal lechol basol peiros below pas, below bracha. So then, if he had in mind from the beginning when he was having the bread that he was going to have the pomegranates, so then in such a case, he could eat the pomegranates even afterwards, even though normally pomegranates would get, again, presuming that has a din peros, that would normally get its own bracha, but here, if you intended to add it, and that was today's halacha, the opening halacha, l'lafos es hapas, so then in such a case, he's going to not make a bracha on the seeds.